11 Spoonful. Local news, timeless hits at WRGN. You know what time it is? It's 7 o'clock on the nose. Let's do news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRGN. Receive Kenosha.
Is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A rosary at Rome's Basilica of St. Major Mary, where a funeral and burial will be held for Pope Francis tomorrow. CBS's Tina Kraus.
The Vatican has released an image of Pope Francis's tomb, made from marble with the simple inscription Franciscus. The Pope also approved a break in tradition just last year, removing the centuries-old practice of popes being buried in three coffins.
President Trump and former President Biden are expected to arrive in Rome today. Thousands of people spent a second night filing past the Pope's coffin in St. Peter's Basilica. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has spoken to CBS's Face the Nation after President Trump rebuked Vladimir Putin for a new deadly attack on Ukraine's capital.
The President of the United States believes, and I think rightly so, that we are moving in the right direction.
In a social media post, Mr. Trump urged Putin to stop bombing following strikes on Kyiv that killed at least a dozen people. Former New York Congressman George Santos faces more than 7 months in prison when he is sentenced for fraud today. What to expect? Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson.
Even though he pled guilty, which ordinarily would lead to a defendant saying, I accepted responsibility, he followed that guilty plea with basically a tirade against the Department of Justice, disparaging everyone involved, even calling them a cabal of pedophiles.
A 19-year-old's been arrested in connection with a massive wildfire raging in New Jersey's Pine Barrens. Ocean County prosecutor Bradley Billheimer says the suspect lit wood pallets for a bonfire and walked away.
I'm not prepared to discuss a motive at this time, nor does the state have to prove what the motive is. We can just confidently say that we think the fire was set intentionally.
After a years-long fight, a billion-dollar school choice voucher plan heads to the governor's desk in Texas. KRLD's Chris Fox from Austin.
Senate Bill 2 would give parents just over $10,000 in an education savings account to send their child to a private school. State Senator Brandon Creighton authored it.
We're launching the largest school choice opportunities and expanded choice in American history with 100,000 students, Texas style.
Senate Democrats argued the money should be going to currently underfunded public schools.
Parents with little ones will want to know about a new car seat recall. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the headrests on Durell's Safety First Grow and Sprint versions have a foam pad that can break off and create a choking hazard to children. Dow futures down 212, S&P futures off 17. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 42-year-old Racine man is in custody after police say he held a family of nine hostage during a violent home invasion. Officers shot the suspect during the confrontation, leaving him with minor injuries. He was the only one injured during the incident. Some of the pending charges may be connected to how he treated underage girls during the incident. The officers involved in the shooting are on administrative leave. Kenosha County Sheriff's Office investigators are leading the inquiry. Racine drivers take note. The annual bridge washdowns are coming. The State Street and Main Street bridges will be getting swabbed next week. The State Street Lift Bridge will close Tuesday from 8 to noon, with the Main Street Bridge closing the next day. Detours will be posted as crews clear debris and salt buildup. Run times for the Racine Prom are out. The 2025 post-prom motorcade lineup has been announced, with schools from across the area set to participate Saturday, May 17th. It's again being held at the Racine County Fairgrounds. The procession starts at 5:50 with Union Grove High School and wraps up with Horlick at 8:50. There's info about VIP bleacher tickets and more event details at rotarypostprom.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The Packers finally take a receiver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay at the NFL Draft. The Packers used the 23rd pick overall to select a wide receiver, Matthew Golden, 6 foot even, 195 pounds, out of Texas.
You know, definitely a lot of emotions, man. You know, it all go back to, you know, wanting to be drafted in the first round. And, you know, I knew it was an opportunity each team. You know, when the Packers came, you know, I had a feeling, like I said, that they was going to come get me. And, you know, once I got the call, I answered it, and they told me they was picking me, man. So it was a lot of excitement.
GM Brian Gutekunst on the decision to finally take a wide receiver in the first round in 23 years.
Obviously, he's a very gifted athlete, gifted football player, but he's also just wired exactly how we want our guys in the locker room, and I think he's going to fit in really well.
The draft continues tonight. Baseball, the Brewers in St. Louis to open a three-game weekend series. NBA playoffs, game three of the Bucks and the Pacers tonight at Five Surf Forum with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens. WRJN
weather. Cloudy today with a few scattered off and on showers possible, especially late morning through early afternoon. Our high right around 49. Tonight, partly cloudy, 38. Tomorrow, sunny, 48. By Sunday, sunshine with a high right around 56. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
My dad is a magician, if you don't know. And we would go watch him perform. County Fair, Wilson County Fair. And we would go there. Fairs, I don't know how they're still open, but I don't think the government knows about them. Because, I don't know, we ride these rides that were on the interstate an hour ago. This is the 80s. So we'd go watch him. My dad's doing magic. Right next to him, they had donkeys jumping off a high dive into a pool. So pretty tough to keep people's attention when my dad is like, is this your card? And everybody's like, hold on, this donkey's about to jump off this high dive. That's something you don't think you want to see until it's up there. And I use the word jump very loosely. Yeah, these donkeys are falling off this high dive. But just so you know, PETA shut that down. And yeah, and that was one everybody was like, we get that one.
Can hear the sounds of lovers in love.
Terminates local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. All right, how many pictures do you take of your newborn baby in the first year of life? How many pictures do you think you take? A couple of hundred? Try 1,000. A new poll found the average new parent in 2025 will take 1,000 photos of their kid in the first year, or about 3 a day. Now, we didn't used to take that many when my daughter was young or I was young, because you had to pay for the film and you had to pay for developing. I'm not going to waste 1,000 pictures. I mean, most of them are, you know, the same photos, right? Cloudy chance of showers today. Highs near 49 right now. It's sunny, 46 degrees here at Radio Park with the foundations.
Why do you build me up?
The Foundations, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. What do you hear this story? Footage from the Boston Marathon going viral after a runner stopped right before the finish line to help another runner who fell. The guy who stopped is a Brazilian runner. He had set a goal for himself to finish in 2 hours 40 minutes. He would have done that, but he helped somebody, so he ended up finishing in just over 2 hours 41 minutes. He says he has no regrets. You know what? That guy is a champion. He's my hero. Yep. 7:14, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Coming up at 7:35, we're talking movies with Brett Hoffman. And then we go live at 8:50 this morning to Mike Clemens from the NFL Draft up in Green Bay.
Well, she got her daddy's car and she cruised through the hamburger stand now. Seems she forgot all about the library like she told her old man. The radio blasts and goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird
well,
away.
Well, her wrist can't stand her cause she walks, looks and cries like an ace.
You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the 8500 look like a Roman chariot face.
You look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
Drive like an ace.
She'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away. shooting the
It
light.
Will have
fun, fun, fun. Now that daddy took the T-bird away.
Fun, fun, fun. Now that daddy
and took the T-bird
away. Fun,
fun, fun, fun. Now that daddy took the T-bird away.
Fun, fun, fun. Now that daddy took the T-bird away.
You love the Beach Boys. Fun, fun, fun. Local news. Tamla sits at WRGN on a Friday morning, and it's time for Pete with the Beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Tangled was a huge hit for Disney in 2010. Probably no surprise that there was a live-action film in the works, but it has been put on pause. Reports that recent controversy surrounding Disney's Snow White, which was released a couple weeks ago, are making the studio skittish about Tangled, according to Variety. My guess is there are problems we don't know about because Mufasa the Lion King made $750 million globally. Sometimes there is more drama behind the scenes than on screen. Well, there are three more days of great film screenings at the Wisconsin Film Festival this week in Madison. Most of the screenings are at Flicks Brewhouse in Easttown Mall, so go to wisconsinfilmfest.org and check it out. If you couldn't make it to Madison for this amazing festival, don't sweat it, because Milwaukee's Film Festival is right around the corner. Let's all celebrate the movies, people. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The sounds of timeless hits and baseball are the perfect combination. Once again, WRJN is Southeast Wisconsin's home of Brewer baseball. Listen as the Brewers go for a three-peat in the NL Central. See the schedule online at WRJN.com.
Leslie Gore, Maybe I Know, 720 at WRJN, local news, timeless hits. It's a story about a guy named Tony Nielsen. Once showed up at lottery headquarters in Nebraska to claim his $10 jackpot. He won 10 bucks on a scratcher, and he wanted a photo with a giant check. I said, all right, they played along. When asked what he wanted to do with his winnings, he said, let it ride. But they gave him the giant check for 10 bucks on it, yeah. Good sports. Del Shannon, here's Runaway.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our love. A love that was so strong.
Del Shannon, local news, Timeless Hits at WRJN. Hey, planning a summer vacation already? A study found the most dangerous national park in America, the North Cascades in Washington State, is the one where you're most likely to die. But even there, it's extremely rare, about 1 in 25,000 chance of dying, which, you know, still sounds kind of high to me. Your chances of being killed by a wild animal at any national park are almost zero. The most common causes of death in a national park, car wrecks, medical episodes, and drownings. Hey, that's all good enough for me to stay away from those national parks. I'm not going anywhere with wild animals and chances of dying. How do you die in a national park? Oof. Beyond the Belmonts, Teenager in Love. Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN.
Each time we have a quarrel, it almost breaks my heart. Cause I'm so afraid that we will have to part. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? One day I feel so happy, the next day I feel so sad. I guess I'll learn to take the good with the bad. Cause each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? Must I be a teenager in love? I cried a tear for nobody but you. I'll be a lonely one if you should say we're through. Well, if you want to make me cry, that won't be so hard to do. And if you should say goodbye, I'll still go on loving. Must I be a teenager in love?
The Belmonts. It's 7:26. Local news. Timeless Hits at WRJN. Time for the rest of the story from Paul Harvey, brought to you daily by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha on 75th Street and 30th Avenue. Kenosha's family tradition for stunning customized floral arrangements, homemade candles, and premium chocolates. Paul's coming up in just 30 seconds.
This Mother's Day, say I love you with fresh flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. A stunning bouquet, a custom arrangement, or a thoughtful gift paired with DeBrand Premium Chocolates or Carrie's Candles with signature scents like Mom's Home, Wisconsin Northwoods, or Ocean Breeze. Shop early for the best selection because Mom deserves the very best. Order online at SunnysideFloristOfKenosha.com or enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Now, the rest of the story. The EMMCC Bridge Club in Pacific, Missouri is known throughout the state as a training venue for championship bridge players. For almost a decade now, the best in the game have traveled to Pacific every Saturday morning, staying most of the day to talk bridge and to play. The first non-member to break the EMMCC barrier of exclusivity was Paul Mercurio of Creve Coeur. Ursula Bladen, a championship bridge player for many years, drove in with Paul every week to establish the EMMCC duplicate bridge games. Eventually, more and more were invited to participate. It's an extraordinary skill-sharpening opportunity for the great who would be the greatest. For the members of the EMMCC club are deadly at the bridge table, possessing amazing memories, uncanny mathematical aptitude. But this is the rest of the story. One Saturday, 3 years ago, championship player Ursula Bladen drove in as usual to the club in Pacific, but something was strange. Something was not quite right. Ursula was greeted at the door as usual, but there were the same smiles she'd become accustomed to each week, but something behind those smiles, something was lurking behind them, and apparently a shared secret of some kind, and the longer it remained hidden, the more nervous Ursula became, and after some brief and stilted small talk, she sat down at her usual table. Again, something was missing. There were no cards. Feeling the tension in the atmosphere, Ursula glanced up and around her, and then she heard a shout. The voice of one of the members saying, "Surprise!" And from the other room came the sandwiches and the beverages and the cake and a streamer reading, "Congratulations!" A surprise party applauding Ursula Bladen for her recent achievement of Life Master status in the National Bridge Association. Over the years, the EMMCC Bridge Club has opened its doors not only to the champions, but to fine bridge players from all walks of life. Doctors and lawyers, secretaries and professors. EMMCC has been hailed by international bridge guru Edwin Kantar for its open door policy, and by the National Bridge Association, whose own membership is well represented at EMMCC. And yet, if Ursula Bladen was only a bit nervous the day of her surprise party, her concern was not entirely illogical. For you see, even though EMMCC is indeed an exclusive entity, it is, shall we say, even more inclusive, because the open door swings only one way. I said the open door swings only one way. The members of the Bridge Club in Pacific are there to stay. Did I mention EMMCC stands for Eastern Missouri Men's Correctional Center? The mecca for Missouri's finest bridge players is in prison, and now you know the rest of the story.
And yes, we have another rest of the story with Paul Harvey. We got one at 12:05 this afternoon. Dan Marcus will present that right here in WRJM. But right now, it's exactly 7:30 on the noggin. Let's check morning news. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Kenosha police were called to Bowes Elementary last week after an 11-year-old allegedly threatened a classmate with a gun and claimed to have thrown out the gun at Columbus Park. Officers located a loaded magazine during their search, but no weapon. Charges are not being pursued by the victim's family. The school district has yet to comment. A big day for Racine Public Works crews is coming up. The department is gearing up for its yearly bridge cleaning, closing the State Street Bridge on Tuesday and the Main Street Bridge Wednesday. The washdowns prevent corrosion. Drivers should prepare for detours during the closures. The Racine County recount in the judge race has led to the same result. Jamie McClendon still claims a win. Incumbent Circuit Court Judge John Fredrickson in the recount gained just 8 additional votes. McClendon, a former public defender turned private attorney, will replace Fredrickson. He was appointed by Scott Walker in 2018. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The 2025 draft in Green Bay is going to help tackle food insecurity in Wisconsin schools. I'm Stephanie Hoff, along with you on a Friday morning. Gen Youth is a nonprofit put together by the NFL and American Dairy Farmers, and they're harnessing the hype of the draft to raise awareness for child hunger. CEO Anne Marie Krautheim tells us how their event, Taste of the Draft, is going to support 50,000 Wisconsin students.
Today, what we're all doing here at the Taste of the Draft, all net proceeds will stay in the state of Wisconsin. We're actually committed to supporting 90 schools. It's the 90th NFL Draft. 50,000 students will be reached through the 90 schools that are receiving the grants through this effort. And increase access to over 13 million school meals, which include fruits, vegetables, dairy, as well as whole grains and lean protein.
About 900 people participated in this exclusive massive wine and dine event in downtown Green Bay to kick off the 2025 draft. Up next, we'll take a look at commodity markets. Stick around.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Friday morning from Chicago, cash corn is up 2.25 cents at 479.5. December new crop corn is sitting neutral at 456.5. Cash beans are up 0.25 cents at 1053.25. November new crop beans up 2.25 cents at 1037.75. And July new crop wheat is up 1.5 cents at 546 a bushel. Moving on to dairy markets, Class 3 milk prices are mixed. The May contract is down 6 cents at 1826 a hundredweight, but the June contract is up 4 cents at 1721. If we look ahead to the July contract, that's trading 2 cents lower at 1764. On the close yesterday, cheese prices took a hit. Barrel cheese down 9.5 cents at $1.69, and the 40-pound block cheese closed 6 cents lower at $1.70. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
WRJN weather. Cloudy today with a few scattered off and on showers possible, especially late morning through early afternoon. Our high right around 49. Tonight partly cloudy, 38. Tomorrow sunny, 48. By Sunday, sunshine with a high right around 56. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 42.
You know, if I go to Burger King, if I get an order of onion rings, there's always a couple of french fries mixed in there with them. Always. But if I get the french fries, there's never any onion rings mixed in there. Are they in the same pile or aren't they? You know, sometimes you go to McDonald's and Burger King, sometimes the people that work there, they're sharp and are on the ball. Other times you just gotta wonder, you know? You gotta wonder what that hiring interview was like. Please, come in, sit down. Can you mumble? Can you mumble without making eye contact? Would you be willing to goof around with your coworkers while the customer grows impatient? Great, I think you'd be a good candidate for our management training program. We're gonna have you watch an 8-minute training video, then we'll put you on the front counter. People get their own drinks now, you just gotta hand them a cup. But when you hand them a cup, make sure your fingers are sticking down inside the cup. That's our policy. And you just give them a bag of food and you're done. There's no need to say thank you because we wrote that on the trash box.
Say good morning to Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning, Don.
Not from our usual location today. You're off in some bunker in some kind of meeting convention thing, and that's good, as long as you're safe. Okay, actually, it's Lake Geneva. Because I think Marcus owns the old, what's the old Playboy Club? It's now Geneva Lakes, is that it?
That's right. We're at the Grand Geneva Resort, a wonderful place at Lake Geneva.
All right. We got movies to talk about. We got one, two, three, four of them, including one that's being reissued again. Let's talk about those.
Well, the first one is probably going to be number one at the box office, and it is The Accountant 2. It's rated R. This is a mystery suspense thriller. It's been a little while since you saw The Accountant 1, but Ben Affleck is back as Christian Wilde in this thrilling movie. His character, Christian Wolf, has a talent for solving complex problems, and in this one, an old acquaintance is murdered. So he decides he's going to recruit his brother, who's also got some skills. He's played by John Berthall. And this time, once they try to get into the case, there are a few individuals that don't want the case solved. So this is getting great reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. It should be a fun suspense thriller. Affleck is great in it. It's The Accountant 2, and it's being released by Amazon MGM.
When was the first one out? I mentioned it earlier in the week when we chatted. I must have been in a coma. I have no recollection of The Accountant. It was a big movie, though.
It was released in 2016, so it's been almost 10 years.
Oh, I was out that year. I remember that now. Okay.
Yes. So almost 10 years, but, you know, people were asking for it to come back, and here they are 10 years later. So
all right, yeah. I was not around that year. Okay, well, our next film is a reissue, right?
Yeah, that's right. Star Wars Episode III. Right around this time, early May, they always release a Star Wars movie. And this time, it is Star Wars Episode III, Revenge of the Sith. It's rated PG-13. It was originally released in spring of 2005. So this movie is 20 years old now. And in this movie, of course, we see Anakin Skywalker. He's fully lured to the dark side. And at the end of the movie, I'm not spoiling anything since a 20-year-old movie, we see this epic... You know, we see this epic lightsaber showdown between Obi-Wan Kenobi and Anakin Skywalker, which basically results in the Darth Vader that we know. That's the epic scene that everyone enjoys at the end of this one, Revenge of the Sith. This one looks spectacular on the big screen. So a lot of people are excited about this one. Expect to go to the movie and see a lot of people dressing up as characters with you and around you in the theater.
And the funny thing is, a lot of the fans going to this movie weren't alive when it first came out. Isn't that weird?
That's right. That's right. It's hard to believe that those prequels were over 20 years ago when you look at them. Yeah.
And look at this, too. If you were around for the first Star Wars movie in 76, I think it was around there. I mean, you're in your 60s or 70s by now. Whoa. That's aging a little bit. Whoa. Okay. What's our next movie?
All right, next one. This is The Legend of Voci. It's rated PG. It's actually not playing at the Renaissance, but you can go see it in Oak Creek at the South Shore Cinema. That's the closest cinema there. This is getting a great review on Rotten Tomatoes. It's being released by A24. It's a PG adventure about this remote village on an island, and they're a farm girl. Basically meets or finds this elusive animal species known as the Voci. Now, for years, the community has been told that the Voci are dangerous, that they attack humans, but the young woman finds this baby Voci and decides that she is going to bring him home. So great story here, wonderful adventure movie. This is great for the family, and it's one of those movies that isn't on everyone's radar, but it's a great PG movie, great PG adventure movie to go see.
And now we got a horror suspense thriller. What's next?
That's right. Until Dawn, a rated R horror movie. So there's actually two video game movies right now on screens. The first one is, of course, a Minecraft movie, which is still doing tremendously well. And this one, Until Dawn, this is a rated R horror movie based on a video game. So one year after her sister disappears, a woman and her friends head to a remote valley and look for answers. They go to this abandoned visitor center where they find themselves stalked by this killer. They're all murdered one by one, only to wake up and find themselves in the same position at the beginning of that evening again and again and again. But after a while, just like a video game, they realize they have a limited number of deaths left and they need to escape to survive Until Dawn. So a video game movie here. So this one's being put out by Sony Pictures. So go check this one out if you're into horror, the horror franchise.
It's hard to believe another video game movie. Boy, with all the video game movies making billions at the box office, hard to believe they're putting out another one. All right, the NFL draft in Green Bay. Everybody's talking about it. We're going to go live to the NFL draft in Green Bay at 8:50 this morning with Mike Clemens. He's been there all week. Now, every time I think about a draft, I think about this movie. Probably one of the best football movies ever. It's called Draft Day with Kevin Costner. I love this film.
Yeah, this was from 2014, and it's funny. It's one of my favorite sports movies that really doesn't feature sports.
No, it doesn't.
The behind-the-scenes yeah. look at sports. But I think about this movie every day on draft day. I think it was well-crafted and done. You know, Kevin Costner plays the GM of the Cleveland Browns. And as usual, the Cleveland Browns aren't good in the movie. He's getting threatened by the owner that he'll get fired unless he really turns some things around. So it has to deal with all of the consternation and what he has to do to try to arrange his picks and move up and down the draft board during the day. And I think it's a really interesting perspective about what may or may go on with people evaluating players and going back and forth and making those decisions. Because, frankly, I find they're probably in the same position that all of us are. There's a lot of uncertainty. There's a lot of chance. But draft day with Kevin Costner, frankly, I don't know that there are sports movies by Kevin Costner that I don't enjoy, but this one is particularly fun to watch around the NFL draft.
Well, he's made so many of them. You got the Field of Dreams, you got Bull Durham, you got For the Love of the Game, you've got this. I mean, he's done a lot of sports, and sports movies generally don't do well for some odd reason at the box office. But this one's one of my favorites because you get to see the finagling, what goes on behind the scenes. You know, we're seeing in Green Bay is the glitz, everybody running out with the lights, the cheering. There's a lot of stuff going on in that back room that we don't see. And now you get to know what it is with draft day. Good movie. You guys should bring it back to theaters every draft day. That would be nice.
That's a good point. And I had forgotten, too, this morning when I looked it up. So Jennifer Garner and Dennis Leary are in it. Kevin Costner's in it. So the movie all around is a great one. And it still holds up. It's only about 11 years old, but holds up very well.
Yes. Oscar news. The Academy making news this week on a couple of fronts. Let's talk about that.
Well, yeah. So this is a rule that I bet people thought existed anyhow. So Oscar voters can no longer vote in a category unless they've seen all the nominees. So the Academy is making it harder now for members to vote in categories if they haven't watched all the nominees. And they're tracking that via their streaming app. And if you see a movie somewhere else where they can't track you electronically, you have to sign a form and send it in. So previously, they had been on the honor system. So I think that's really interesting by the fact is, well, maybe that's why we've had some of the results that we have, because maybe some members weren't watching all of these movies. But now we get a rule that if you're going to vote in a category, you have to see all of the pictures. So we'll see what the results might be for this one. They think there's going to be a lot less sway. They think there's a lot more less influence than by media and other people like that to get votes for these Academy Award-winning movies. We'll see how it all plays, but I thought that was interesting, and I thought we had just presumed that if you're voting in a category,
yeah,
you probably have watched all of those movies that were in that list.
So what are they going to wear, like an ankle tether like those guys on probation use, and they're going to have to wear that during the whole voting process? And if you watch if you vote on a movie you didn't watch, it lights up and flashes at some, you know, big board where the Academy is? I mean, they really can't know for sure. I mean, you can sign an oath. You could do all that stuff. You can be on your honor. But you really don't know.
Yeah, I just think they're trying to make it so, hey, we really want you to see all these movies, and I think that's right and fair to do so, because now they have almost 10,000 voting members of the Academy. They used to have a lot less. In recent years, they've really ballooned up their membership to get more perspective. But that's 10,000 people that you got to track, and 10,000 people voting on a lot of different movies.
You know, and the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association has their award ceremony coming up on May 3rd. And for several years, what they do is the different broadcaster associations use judges from different states to judge theirs because they don't want it within the state. And for about 4 years, I judged the Kansas Association of Broadcasters Awards. And I used to get this box. This is when we dealt with cassettes. I used to get this box of cassettes. And I said, you know what? I'm going to listen to every one of these. And there were tons of them. And some of these were half-hour-long cassettes you had to listen to because I didn't think it was fair. These people are waiting for the results to see if they're a winner. They're all excited. They want to get their plaque. And I'm giving them a good shake on this. I'm going to listen to every single entry and then rate it. And because I thought it was fair. That's the only fair thing to do. These people put a lot of effort into it. And they spend their money to get their nominees in, and I'm not going to screw around with it, so I used to listen to every one of them. We're talking to Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. We got more, lots more movie stuff coming up in just a moment here at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, looking for a cloudy day today. Chance of showers with a high near 49. Right now, sunshiny, 46 degrees right here at Radio Park.
after the loss of a loved one, you or someone close to you might benefit from grief support. Hospice Alliance is here to help. As your community hospice, individual, group, and even children's programs are available to help, serving Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. Learn more about Hospice Alliance's services and grief assistance. Visit hospicealliance.org.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Dogs and Cream treats your taste buds by serving up hot dog creations that are anything but ordinary. Craving a classic Chicago dog or something wild like a mac and cheese dog or a pretzel dog, they've got you covered. And save room for that velvety custard that'll melt your troubles away. Delicious. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
I heard velvety custard in that last commercial. That's good enough for me. Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters is here. You know what my wife said the other day? She's going to get upset if I say this. But we send little love messages to each other in the morning. And she said, I love you more than an Eisenberg hot dog. Isn't that sweet? She actually put that in there. It's nice to know I'm a little bit above the Eisenberg hot dogs that you guys sell at the theaters. Just one step ahead. Let's talk about this. Who makes up the Academy? This is interesting stuff.
Well, the Academy, it's interesting. You have to be involved in theatrical production in order to be on the Academy. So Academy Award membership is limited to these film artists that are in production of theatrically produced motion pictures. They have 19 branches, and there's crafts that range from actors to writers to representatives of artists to individuals who work as representatives. But there are over 11,000 Academy Award members. Now, if you're not actively involved in production, you can't vote. But there are about 10,000 voting members of the Academy, and those are the people that are determining who's winning Best Picture, who's winning Best Actor, Best Actress. So it's really interesting. My argument has always been there is no one from film exhibition on that list. And I would definitely like people that run movie theaters, that show these movies to the public and that exhibit them should have a seat at the table. But so far, that hasn't been the case. But right now, it's about 10,000 people that are involved, producers, directors, all kinds of different people that work in the industry represent the Academy.
So you want to be at the Academy Awards, too, because if you're a voter, you could be at the Academy Awards. And you want them to go on stage and say, ladies and gentlemen, Exhibitor of the Year, Marcus Theaters, accepting for Marcus Theaters is Brett Hoffman. And you want to go upstairs and pick up the award and yak for a minute, then have the music play so they can't hear you anymore and they get you off stage. That's what you want, right?
Well, someday. I don't think they'll create a category, but I just like to be able to vote. It would be nice to know that, hey, the exhibitor's got to vote as well, since we have an active stake in bringing the movies to people theatrically.
Well, and just explain this to me, because you explained it once and I still don't get it. The Academy revokes and then reinstates screening access for widows and widowers. What is that about?
Yeah, that was something this week that went on, too. On top of them basically saying and cracking down and saying, you've got to see all the movies in a category in order to vote for them. There is a longstanding tradition that if you're on the Academy, if you're a member of the Academy, once you pass away, your widow or widower can still come to the Academy screenings. Now that they ballooned to over 10,000 members, these screenings are getting quite full. So this week they had sent the letter out and basically said that some 300 members that were widow and widowers would no longer be allowed in because there just simply wasn't room for them. They quickly reversed that decision. So people that are widow and widowers of former Academy members are still now invited to these Academy screenings because they have these all the time, too. I mean, we talked about the fact that they have some streaming available for people to watch movies, but there are official Academy Award or Academy screenings so that people can get familiar with the films and vote for them.
You don't think Minecraft couldn't be in the Cazettes this year, but it would have to be last year. Trying to think of some of the films that would be in screening. Well, we don't know yet. We don't know what's going to be nominated yet.
Very early right now. In fact, they don't even start looking at that until a little later in the year. But, very early right now. So we'll have to see how it shakes out.
All right. Let's talk about this here. By the way, there's one more Oscar note. We touched upon it last week. They want to put a new category in for stunt people because these are the people that risk their lives and sometimes die trying to make a movie. And so they're going to put that in, but not for another, 3 years. What takes so long?
Yeah, you and I were talking about that, and I kind of felt like, well, wait a second. This isn't that hard. I mean, call a meeting, decide the criteria, and then just have someone decide on how they're going to arrange the ballot or whatever it is. So, but I think it's neat because think of all these stunt movies where you see Tom Cruise doing things in Mission Impossible that they've set up. You saw all these other stunts, you know, early on, things like the Indiana Jones. We talked about the big giant opening to Indiana Jones and with the boulder crashing after him. They're all kinds of new stunts that I think would be really neat. And special effects and stunt work is such a major part of any action movie today. So I think this will be a fun category.
Yeah, even the James Bond movies, those tons of stunts in those films. So, yeah, I saw somebody put a picture up of behind the scenes of Back to the Future. And they have a picture of Michael J. Fox and his 3 or 4 stunt doubles. And they all look like him. And that's it. Because they don't want you to be able to tell. All right. I'm going to give you a quote. And these are pretty easy. I didn't get any hard ones for you. You tell me the movie these quotes are from. These are famous one-liners from movies. All right. First one is, gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is a war room. Now, this movie's from 1964. Very famous Stanley Kubrick movie. Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room. This is the most difficult one. You know what that is?
Dr. Strangelove.
You got it. Dr. Strangelove. Okay. That's absolutely right. All right. This one's easy. Roads, where we're going, we don't need roads.
We go Back to the Future. That one was the easy one. Yeah.
My name is Indigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
We got Princess Bride.
Oh, look at you. Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Oh, gosh. I've heard this, and I just don't know. What is this one? This is stumping me, but I know I'll know it.
It was Richard Castellano in The Godfather. They just murdered somebody, and he said, leave the gun. Take the cannoli. That's one of my favorite lines. I'll have what she's having.
When Harry Met Sally.
Absolutely, yeah. You know who that woman was who said that? That was Rob Reiner's mother
okay.
in the film. Yeah, that was her one line. This one's the easiest one. Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Yeah, Gone with the Wind. What a great movie.
And they got chastised for putting that line in the film because they'd never cursed in movies before. You can't handle the truth.
Yeah, A Few Good Men.
You know, it's funny. If you watch that film, you get to realize what a great actor Tom Cruise is. Because in that whole scene with him grilling Jack Nicholson, I mean, his eyes are watering because he's scared to death. He'd started something that he has to finish or he could be court-martialed. There's no turning back on what he just started. And his hand is shaking when he picks up the water. And then he goes after Jack Nicholson. But you could see the fear and terror in his eyes. There's no turning back now. You started something, you got to finish it. What a great acting job by Tom Cruise in that film. All right. I think we've officially run out of ideas for movies. In production will be soon the Toys R Us movie. Now, I said this about the Super Mario film. I also said it about movies like the Transformer movies and the current Minecraft movie. So what do I know? The Toys R Us movie. Toys R Us isn't even in business anymore. But did you hear about this?
Yeah, I did. I know it's live action, but there's no real... they didn't talk about the plot at all, so I don't know. Is it just people that work at Toys R Us or what's going on?
I don't know.
It has a nostalgic factor, but Yeah, the fact that they're calling, it's not just a movie that's set in Toys R Us, it's being called the Toys R Us movie. So I got to figure out or understand what they're going to come up with for this one.
I won't poo-poo it because you know me. I'm on the losing end of that kind of stuff.
It will be up for an Academy Award, and we'll sit here going...
Yeah, and you and I could have invested in it. We turned it down. I'm investing in that as it makes $100 billion at the box office. All right, here's some actors that turned down roles and lived to regret it. But this time, we're going to talk about the actors who dodged a bullet by saying no to certain roles. You ready? Hugh Jackman and Anne Hathaway turned down their roles in the musical movie Cats. I'm one of the few people that love that film. But it was a big flop, and they turned it down. Drew Barrymore actually turned down the lead role for the movie Showgirls. Remember that film? Who took that role instead? It was Elizabeth Berkley. Yeah, and for a long time, she couldn't get any roles because she took that. Drew Barrymore was going to be in that film? Whoa. And Val Kilmer turned down the Batman and Robin movie that left George Clooney with the distinction of starring in the worst Batman movie ever. All right. And finally this morning... we've got the biggest animal stars of all time in the movies. Hard to believe, but the Rin Tin Tin, one of the biggest ones of all time. You have to ask your parents or grandparents about this one. He was a German shepherd who was rescued by an American soldier on a battlefield in France during World War I. Went on to make 27 movies. He died in 1932, but other dogs were given the name over the years. But he was a real hero, and they just put him in the movies. Remember Buddy, the star of... the basketball movie in 1997, Air Bud. Remember that film?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yep. He died in 1998. He was never in any sequels. Jimmy the Raven. He has the distinction of having appeared in two bona fide American classics. He was in The Wizard of Oz, and he was on the shoulder of, what was the guy who lost the money there, the $5,000? Uncle, I forget what his name was. He was in It's a Wonderful Life. So he was in The Wizard of Oz, It's a Wonderful Life. That's pretty good. Jimmy the Raven. I like that. Yep. Higgins the dog got a big break from Petticoat Junction. He was also in the Benji movies. Crystal the monkey, possibly the biggest workhorse of the animal kingdom. He starred in 1997's George of the Jungle. He went on to be in The Fablemans, the Spielberg movie. In between, he's done everything from Dr. Dolittle, Night at the Museum, The Hangover Part 2, 310 to Yuma, Malcolm in the Middle, and The Big Bang Theory. What a busy monkey he was, huh? Let's get him up for an Academy Award. All right, so we got a quick run over the titles. What's new this weekend at the theater?
Well, we're coming up. The Accountant 2 with Ben Affleck. That's a mystery suspense thriller. We've got Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, being re-released. We have the PG family movie, The Legend of Ochi, and then the video game horror movie, Until Dawn, that along with Sinners that was out last week, which was number one, and then, of course, the Minecraft movie. So there's ton to go see. Go pick out a movie and go check one out.
Hold on the line. Don't go anywhere. Thank you, Brett. Brett's going to be here again next Friday. You can also hear him with Kurt Volman on Monday or Tuesday afternoons with the Weekend Box Office Top 5. And then again on Fridays with What's New at the Movies. That's with Kurt in the afternoon here on WRJN. And thank you, my friend. I know you're a busy day at Geneva Lake. So what was it? What's the name?
Geneva Resort in Lake Geneva.
In Lake Geneva. Yep. Yeah, the old Playboy Club down there. That's pretty neat. All right, hold on. I'm going to talk to you a second, Brett. All right, it's 8 o'clock here at WRJN. Let's check our news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. We're seeking ocean.
This is CBS News on the